Hello, ladies. I am Dina.
And I am Lizzie.
We are the Matadoras, and this is our happy hour. This is something that we did on a whim about a month ago, and we just were so tired and overwhelmed with all of the heavy topics and the memories and the emotions that come up when you're talking about your ex. And Lizzie just told me, I don't have the energy to record something heavy again today. And so we just decided, you know what? We're just going to do a happy hour and just do something more fun and lighthearted, but hopefully still informative. Exactly. And we got some really great feedback on the last happy hour. And
we got incredible feedback. And that is why we decided that this is definitely going to be in our routine. You know, yes, we deal with heavy topics, and we know that a lot of people are going through extreme pain.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're listening to this, don't ever misunderstand that too. You know, we're just making lightheartedness on toxic relationships and the pain of divorce and everything that goes with it. But also, we are passionate about helping each and every one of you to get to the other side, because healing is a process, mm-hmm. and there's no lookalike healing process for any person. So it can take some time and it can look different. But we also like to incorporate humor, because Dean and I have talked about that before, mm-hmm. that we love to laugh. And we feel like it's very important to find the humor, even in the pain, but never misunderstand that it's laughing at the pain. It's just, hey, we're going to move on.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't care where you are in your healing journey. You need to lighten up at sometimes, and you just need to listen to something kind of, you know, silly and funny and goofy. And so whatever you're doing right now, please join us virtually. Yes. Grab a drink. Is it bad that this is like 3/4
I know. Down?
I kind of feel bad because I'm like, okay, this should be full. Okay. It can be a non-alcoholic mocktail. Mm-hmm. It can be a coffee, a wine, a matcha tea, or get something that you love, whatever it is. Grab a drink and just come and have a happy hour with us. And pause it right now. Go get your drink. Come back. Have a happy hour with us, because we're going to talk about something informative, but we're going to just be a little bit lighthearted about it.
Right. And if you're not watching the video aspect of it, you're going to notice this is the first time Dina and I are together to record one of our podcasts, because we don't live close to each other. So we came this weekend to have a great working weekend, and it's been fun. So this is our first recording where we're together. And yeah, we're just
taking really advantage excited. Of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like a good piece of chocolate.
Right?
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
With you and me, you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
That was a bad impression of Forrest Gump, please.
No, that was great. I loved it.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. So today we're going to talk about getting past your past relationship. Mm-hmm. We have had so many friends and family members that have been in toxic relationships, and they're maneuvering past the pain and the, you know, just that, like having that person in your life, and they're trying to find their footing. So we want to talk about that today.
Yes. It's a process. And you'll find even 2 years down the road, I think Dina and I have not only seen it like in my life or even her life, but also in lives of our friends and other people that we're involved with that are healing from especially narcissistic abuse. And one of it is the fact that they're social media.
Yeah.
And they see how their ex is able to move on. And it really pierces the soul, mm-hmm. when you realize they are moving on. It looks like a whole lot faster than you're able to heal, to move on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things we would like to encourage you to do is to probably block that significant other, mm-hmm. because I know what it's like to be Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
I did that with Rex, especially mm-hmm. the first year. Especially the first year where I just had to find out everything I could possibly find. Mm-hmm. But then it got to the point where it affected my healing process.
Right.
And so I had to stop. It's mm-hmm. and I think we all have that, especially women, we have an inquisitive nature. Mm-hmm. I think we always want to find out what's going on, how they're doing and everything else. And then the hard part is when we find out that they do find somebody else, it hurts.
You know, it hurts. And even if you've moved on. And so I just want to share something. Sorry, I was looking down, but I was trying to find the actual text message from my friend to share, but I'm just going to share from memory. But I have a really good friend, and she shared something with me recently. And, you know, her husband, ex-husband had moved on and found a woman and was on Facebook in another country having a great time, you know, sending pictures of him and the new woman. And, you know, and she was just, even though she actually has someone in her life too, she was just feeling so heartbroken and shattered by what she was seeing. And she told me, she said, you know, the hardest part of that is realizing that he never really loved me. If he can move on that fast and find somebody, because, you know, he found somebody immediately, supposedly. There's literally a spider on my face.
Oh,
there was literally some crawling on my face.
That's
holy shit. Do you see anything on me?
No, it's probably on me.
No, I know. It was like crawling out my face while I was talking. I felt it going up my nose. Could you see that? I'm
fine. No, I can't.
Okay. Holy cow. No. Okay, sorry. We may not respond, Kated. This is our second one. There's no spiders on. Okay. There are ways that you have to move on. So,
and you have to really get to the point realizing there's a reason why you left. Mm-hmm. And that reason is because of their toxic behavior. And it's not going to change if they find somebody else. You just have to find a way to let that go and block it. Mm-hmm. Because you are now in a stage of your life that you need to reinvent yourself.
Right.
And that is a process. And that is sometimes something that will take you into a very uncomfortable zone mm-hmm. when you are used to living a life a certain way. And one thing I think Dina and I both hear is how people feel like they've lost their identity being married to someone that was so toxic and mm-hmm. abusive. And this is your time to find that person
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
And yes, you can't go back to the way it was. And you know what? Truthfully, you don't want to. Because right. you're going to grow, you're going to see yourself blossom when you put time into yourself, you pour yourself into new things, new activities, and, you know, it's okay to feel a little uncomfortable taking those steps.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so number one, block this yes. person, block mm-hmm. your ex. And that's what my friend did that I was telling you about. She literally got on Facebook and she unfriended him. She's like, I can't keep watching his life and what he's doing. And, you know, he was the type that really wanted her to see what he was doing and wanted her to see about his new life. It was like a weird push-pull connection thing. Mm-hmm. And so she finally blocked him. So that's exactly what you do. You block your ex. You, no matter how tempting it is, ask people in your circle, please don't tell me what he's doing. Please yeah. don't talk about him. Mm-hmm. I need to move on. And then number two, sorry, what Lizzie was saying, move on toward yourself. Your whole new mm-hmm. life is in front of you. You're about to remake this beautiful life. And I can tell you, Lizzie and I have seen multiple women after they get over this very uncomfortable hump, they are so happy yeah. and life is just better than it's ever been. And so you've got to move on and remake yourself and find new interests.
And it looks different for everybody, right? As we sure. both, I mean, even my steps may be so different from everybody else's. But another thing also, I wanted to kind of go back to what Dina said as far as blocking them. Yes, it's critical because not only do they may want to just know that you're going to see it, but it may also be their way to say, this is what you're missing out mm-hmm. on purpose. And mm-hmm. you don't need to get stuck yep. in that cycle because mm-hmm. even a bad relationship, a bad marriage, a painful marriage, it's still hard because you still have some kind of odd emotions, which could have been part of the trauma.
Well, you're connected everything. With that person, right? You had babies yeah. with them probably, and you're connected with them and you made a whole new life and a family with them for years. And now your entire family circle and their family circle are connected. It's huge. Like yeah. it's huge, but yeah, like Lizzie said, like you have to find you. Yeah. It is your time to find you. What have you always wanted to do when you were a little girl? What did you dream of doing? What did you mm-hmm. love? What were some hobbies or interests or things that you gave up in order to be a good wife or a good mom or a good partner? Yeah. What did you give up? Where did you go off in a different direction? That girl needs to come back. And so I know Lizzie, after she broke up with Rex, mm-hmm. she had to find uncomfortable but important situations yeah. to reconnect with people, things that she's an introvert. Like you can tell how shy I am. I'm an introvert. No, not at all. So she had to actually make herself go to church mm-hmm. by herself and, you know, go to a movie and, you know, find groups. And mm-hmm. you mentioned like a group website thing.
You know, and I know sometimes it's not in the smaller towns. Hopefully if you live in a smaller town and you have a great support system, mm-hmm. you may not have lost yourself as much as many other people have. But in some of the larger cities, you do have the Meetup app, and put in hobbies or things that you're like, I'm thinking about trying mm-hmm. this, or I've thought this sounds a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And you have to make the conscious effort to go. You have to step yep. out of your comfort zone, yep. step into your uncomfortable zone mm-hmm. and take the steps. And even if you didn't like it, look at yourself and say, I made progress.
Yeah,
because that was a exactly. huge step mm-hmm. making that next step. And if it's something you loved and you made good connections the very first time, or you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I can see that this is really going to benefit me, keep going. Give it some time. Things take time to develop. It's like moving into like a new state, a new mm-hmm. city. You don't just automatically get involved yeah. or get like where you know everybody by yeah. name kind of thing.
Yeah.
You have to continually put yourself out there to do that.
Yeah.
And another thing I'd like to encourage you to do is if you find yourself on social media a long time in your day, because innocently, you know, it's easy to scroll, especially with Reels or TikTok. I think I would like to encourage you to just say, okay, I don't have my kids this weekend, or yes, you may be at a stage of life that you're already alone. Put your social media away mm-hmm. for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Don't let it rob you of your time, and look at other people as they are making progress. And then later at the end of the night going, oh, I didn't do anything that I wanted to do or I planned on doing. Mm-hmm. So maybe just yeah. like taking a fast from social media mm-hmm. on some weekends or some weeks.
Well, because you're going to sit there and watch everybody else's life.
Yeah.
You don't need to be watching everybody else live. Get out and make your own memories. And you know, memories are great because some are good and some are not so good. But like Lizzie said, at least you checked that box mm-hmm. to get out of your comfort zone and get out of your shell and do something different and try something different. You know, sometimes you see a piece of clothing on the rack and you're like, this looks like garbage. Yeah. Yuck. You try it on and you're like, oh my gosh. Or vice versa. You look on the rack and you're like, oh, this is going to make me look like a superstar and I'm going to look like 50 pounds skinnier. And then you get on and you're like, I look 100 pounds fatter.
I don't like it.
You have to try things. Mm-hmm. You have to try things, you guys. So please focus on you, probably for the first time in your life. Get out of that comfort zone. Push those boundaries. Do different things. Try different things. It could be joining a bowling league. It could be, you know, getting on Meetup and yeah. meeting new friends. My daughter did that. She moved to a new town and she had no friends. She had little kids and she was too busy. And she found the most amazing friends. Get on. What else would you do? You would go to, like
a new church.
Arts and crafts. New yeah. church. Like find some, mm-hmm. get on a singles group in a new church and just meet people or a divorce yeah. care or something. You know, get a healthy church because there's a lot of churches, you know. But lots of things you can do. Mm-hmm. Get out there and just search things in my community and go do it.
Yeah. And it's okay. Maybe look up YouTube videos of different hobby ideas. There may mm-hmm. be some hobbies that you never even thought of because you're like, I want to find a hobby.
Yeah.
So yes, explore.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yes, Dean and I are life coaches. We are certified life coaches. I do recommend, first of all, therapy, especially if you've been in a mm-hmm. very toxic relationship with a lot of abuse. You need somebody that'll help you look in your past and start digging up things that, mm-hmm. you know, may have triggered where you are today and your healing process. But also if you can, when you can, maybe even a good life coach. I mean, Dina and I aren't necessarily saying us, but
I mean, if you want, I mean, really
love you, pretty good. But
we trained in helping women mm-hmm. to move past the first stage of yeah. life into the second stage of life. Or in just to a whole new place. Like that was part of our training in life yeah. coaching. And so it doesn't necessarily have to apply to someone divorced, but it really applies there. And also I would say, go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like if you've always wanted to be like in a certain size or shape, like not only does working out at the gym boost all those great chemicals for your brain, those great endorphins, they're It does. It works. It also helps you sleep. Like you will crash. If you're in menopause and middle age, like we are, sleeping is, it sucks. But when you work out and you work out hard, you will crash at night. So those chemicals are amazing in so many different ways. And then you just have this immediate sense of feeling proud of yourself. And it's so important to feel proud of yourself. So go to the gym. I would say even take some classes and get some education and different things if you'd like to grow yourself. And then also learn about where you were in that relationship. Learn about codependency. Learn about, there's an old book called Women Who Love Too Much. And it was so helpful because, and it's old, but it's good. Just start learning about, where was it that I felt like I was unhealthy in the relationship, And then lastly, anytime you check that box in a new experience, it grows your soul. I don't know if you've ever traveled to a new place and when you came back, you just felt so enlightened. Like you had new experiences, you met new people, right? You learned new things and it grew your soul. And I don't know how to exactly explain that, but it's time for you to grow your soul. It's time for you to find things that matter to you and to find that 2.0 that you love. You really shouldn't actually even go into another relationship until you find yourself and until you find what you love and what you want.
And then another thing I would recommend, or we would recommend, is if to help sometimes when you get stuck in your brain and your emotions, maybe volunteer at a local shelter or something like that, just even an hour here and there, even though you're like, I don't have time for it. If you really are grieving, there is something wonderful about helping somebody else and walking a bit in their shoes. It takes your thoughts off of you and puts it on to putting it back into your community. And that benefits everyone in the community.
And I was gonna say, like, I one time listened to a story of a man who was suicidal. And he went to a therapist and she was in LA and she literally made him go out on the streets of LA and pick up trash. And she said, "You are going to heal by giving to others. You have been so self-absorbed and it's not adding to your soul. It's not growing your soul. You have got to give back. And once you give back, it's going to heal your soul." And he told this story and he said it was absolutely incredible how much it healed his soul because he went from just picking up trash randomly to helping homeless people to helping other people in bad situations. And the one example that I can tell you from my own life that has profoundly affected me was that I am afraid of flying. Like it's, I don't like being up in the air. And I was on a very bumpy, terrifying flight one time, and I was having so much anxiety. I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was like the plane was like rocking back and forth and up and down, and I could see people's heads doing this. Freaked me out. And all of a sudden, the person on the aisle across the way, he passed out and he fell into the aisle. And, being in medical background, I kind of leapt to help in whatever way I could. And for the rest of the flight, I was so preoccupied with helping him. My anxiety was gone. Like, I did not even care about the flight. I didn't even pay attention to the flight. It was at the end, I was amazed. Like, wow, once I focused on helping him and making his life better and making him okay, my problems just sort of dissipated. So it is a really valuable lesson and something that you can apply. And I think you're going to find the very same result. So those are some great ways I think that you can move on
I
because we
agree.
want you to be happy.
We want you to get on the other side of your healing. And if you know somebody that's going through recovery after abuse, maybe share this with them, or at least you've learned some information on things, hey, encouraging them in certain ways. I know sometimes when it's a loved one, when we talk, it's like, wah, 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 wah. But if they hear it from somebody else, they might actually receive it
They
better.
listen to us on Happy Hour.
They might like to
Maybe.
listen to her. And so, you know, I mean, we just want to make sure people get to the other side and feel that support and know they're not alone, mm-hmm. know they're not crazy. And there are times that you feel those feelings of loneliness mm-hmm. and the grief yeah. that will hit you in waves, even when you, it's a couple of 3 years down the road and something pops up and mm-hmm. you're like, you're grieving, but I think that's okay. And I know Dina does
too. Normal part of the process.
It's definitely a normal part of the mm-hmm. process
yeah.
because, you know, I think if we grieved over everything right away, it would be more difficult.
Yeah.
Whereas then sometimes things need to be in layers.
It and comes okay. up in layers. It really does. You'll be like, oh, I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm doing better than ever. And then you see some, you know, some show or somebody tells you a story mm-hmm. and then you go back in the pit. But usually you go back in the pit a little less every time. But if yeah. you don't, then that's when you really need to seek some therapy or some counseling or life coaching.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there anything else, Dina?
I would say make sure that you check us out on our new Facebook page, which is Women of Faith, Breaking Free from Toxic Relationships. Remember, we are the Matadoras. We were married to the same man.
Not at the same time.
And we have lots of stories because of those experiences. You can find us on thematadoras.com for our website, thematadoras@gmail.com. If you want to send us a line, we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear what you're doing
yes.
to get past your ex. And you can also find us at all the podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, you name it, we're there. Last thing I want to say is make sure you exterminate for spiders before you start a video and something runs into your face. All right.
It's true story.
Exterminators are very important. I'm still like feeling all creeped out. I want to like go check my hair and probably Lizzie's hair too.
I feel like I might have jumped on you. I'm just like,
I'm telling you, I don't care if it wasn't on the video. It was a little invisible one, but I felt it like crawling out my face. I'm still creeped out.
I really think it was a gnat. Just saying.
It's not a gnat. It was a dangerous, vicious spider with fangs.
I used to collect insects.
Lizzie, you are hallucinating. You've had too much water for happy hour. It was literally about to crawl up my nose. I'm telling you. Like, I am like, okay, I'm going to stop talking. I'm creeped out. Okay.
You know what? We are so glad you stopped by. We're glad. I hope you each found something to maybe giggle about or go, oh, that's a great idea.
Or you exterminate from now on.
Either way, we appreciate each and every one of you, and we feel deeply. Oh, by the way, we would love to hear from you if you tried something uncomfortable, mm-hmm. even if good, bad, or whatever, mm-hmm. or you're like, yeah. I'll never do this again. No matter what, to us, that's growth, and we would love to hear your story.
We want to clap for you.
Yeah, we want to celebrate with you. So anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day.